What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Divvy Crypto Podcast. On this episode today, I sit down with Pat Doyle, the founder of DGen Data. How's it going, Pat?
Good, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to dig into this. But before we get in, let's hear your crypto origin story. How did you, get into the space and what's your background?
Yeah, so I got into crypto in early 2016. I was working in healthcare at the time as a data scientist, and a friend who's actually now my co-founder introduced me to Ethereum. And so I started diving deep down the rabbit hole from a technical perspective, kind of went through as much Web3 development material at the time that existed, and got really fascinated with it. And as I was going through that, kind of the core concepts of blockchain, open, permissionless, transparency, like really kind of like resonated with me. And so I started looking at crypto from the perspective of like what you can build, what you can utilize all this data for. And being a data scientist in the healthcare space, you're constantly working with closed off, red tape, a lot of hoops to jump through to kind of work in anything data related, just because like the sensitivity of the data. So, looking at it from the crypto lens, you're looking at all this insane data that's being generated that can be accessed publicly. And you can find so many interesting insights and find, there's so much opportunity in that data. My co-founder and I started spending weekends doing, research, reading white papers, building scripts, automating strategies, throughout 2016, 2017, kind of co-investing in projects and stuff. And fast forward to January of 2020, we started Pink Swan Trading, which was our kind of umbrella company that holds our two sub brands. So we have two products that we run right now. One is called Genesis Volatility, which is focused on building crypto options analytics. So there's a big growth in the crypto options market. While we were building Genesis Volatility in January of 2020, kind of fast forward the year into January of 2021, we saw the NFT marketplace, the NFT market's kind of like growing a ton, and having deep data expertise and blockchain data backgrounds, we saw like an opportunity to build tools around the NFT ecosystem and support some analytics for traders and people in that space. And so that was kind of, those are kind of the two products that we had in market. And that was really how I got into crypto, is more just like blown away by the amount of data that we had, and then spent as much every single minute, that I could spend on researching Web3 development, building smart contracts and dApps and things like that. And now, fast forward to here, and we're running, two pretty good data products in this space that kind of resonate with two different audiences of crypto traders.
Got it. So in terms of the team itself, how big is the team now? You mentioned that you started with a co-founder, and what stage are you at?
Yeah, so we're a team of eight people supporting the two analytics products. Our first product's been in market for 2 years. We've got a ton of great traction on the option side of the world, integrated with a lot of the major crypto options exchanges, and working with some of the biggest market makers in that side of the world. And on the NFT analytics side, on the DGen data side, that product's been live for coming up on a year here soon. And, we focus on supporting some of the larger collections with some meaningful transaction volume where there's very active community growth and things like that. So we're kind of selective. You think about it more from like a curation perspective, is we want to curate projects that we think have a long running crypto probability of success. Having lived through the ICO boom, we think there's a lot of lessons to be learned as to kind of thought leaders supporting everything that comes out. We want to support things that we think will stay.
Yeah.
Not saying every project won't, but we think, we're trying to do as much due diligence in terms of supporting projects that we think have a meaningful contribution to the long-term roadmap of where NFTs are going.
Yeah, agree fully that we learned a lot from the ICO.
Yeah.
Learned a lot, for sure.
Absolutely.
So it's really fascinating that you guys are kind of working with all these different market makers and all these different partners. In terms of, the use case here, you mentioned options trading and things like that. I think a lot of people get confused by the term degen. I think they immediately think like, oh, this is a meme about, degenerates or something like that. So could you walk us through what degenerative is, you know, how,
yeah,
how people can understand that a little bit.
So I think for people who are crypto native, being a degen isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think if you look at it from outside of a Web3 or crypto native view, being a degen is kind of a negative term. But I think in crypto, being a degen has like a view of like, I'm open to experimenting with things that are new. I'm open to exploring concepts that the regular world thinks are esoteric, have no value yet, are just kind of wild, you know, digital science experiments. And I think if you look at degen from the point of view of people who are willing to explore the boundaries of what this space can be, I think that's where a lot of people kind of align themselves to degens. Yeah, there's a part of like gambling and, you know, buying things and doing very little research. But when we looked at kind of building a product around the NFT space, you see a lot of narratives around people aping into projects, being a degen. But we thought like a big piece of the NFT movement was generative art. And we see that, you know, NFTs and DeFi are starting to overlap. And we think that there's like this, you know, DeFi and generative art kind of come together to form the word degen if you just kind of slice it up. So we said, well, if we're going to build a product that supports trading an asset of, you know, generative types of arts, you know, in some sort of financial market, then a degen name resonates on a lot of different levels. There's a DeFi component, a generative art component, and then it hits kind of the core concepts of being a crypto degen in more like the positive perspective.
And in terms of like, are you guys live right now? Could I go on there and play around? I went to your site and saw that there was, you know, some information there, but in terms of the stage, I think there's a lot of people in this space that are about to launch, you know, pre-launch, things like that. What would you say is the stage that you guys are currently?
Yeah, we're in full-on production, products out there. It's open and free for people to use. Our initial version kind of launched in March of this year. And as we kind of scaled in and grew different projects and supported different communities, which we're always, you know, constantly doing, we've just been kind of adding and refining and updating. And one of the things that we really focus on the NFT side of the world is, you know, you're trading a relatively illiquid asset to begin with. And all this data and trade data is living on chain. But a lot of the value drivers for NFTs are hidden in the metadata. So it takes like consuming metadata about the characteristics of each NFT, pairing it with data that's living on chain, consuming it and building it into an analytics platform for which people can, you know, start to understand trends. What are some of the larger holders doing? You know, who's placing big bets on new collections and things like that. So we try to take it in a way that kind of supports different audiences of NFT traders or collectors. You can look at which wallets are accumulating, how the floor price has moved over time, how volume is trending, what some of the largest wallets are holding, what are some of the key metadata features that trade often. And so we think those kind of a deep, robust NFT analytics platform allows a different, a wide audience of NFT enthusiasts to kind of utilize these tools.
So what's next? What can people expect from you guys over the next, let's say 2022, given we're at the end of December, the time of recording this, what can people look forward to and what can they expect from you guys?
Yeah, so we announced something on Twitter that we think is pretty cool. So our company, DGen Data, bought a CryptoPunk back in March, and we've been using that as our brand avatar to build our product around. And so we actually recently announced on Twitter that we'll be selling the entire company and product, but it's actually kind of in a unique way. So we think that the NFTs are kind of evolving to become more and more, they're moving further away than just a profile picture. So what we're doing is we're going to be listing our CryptoPunk on midnight UTC January 1st. And the new owner of our punk has the right to claim all the IP of our business. So that we'll ship all the product code, spin up all this stuff in their infrastructure, make sure that this product is theirs and they own it. And the brand that we're building it around is our company's CryptoPunk. So we think that's one thing that we're really excited by. It's like pushing the boundaries of what NFTs are and what they'll become, because we think that they're not just, they're digitally native, but they represent a lot more in terms of real world or Web2 products that people utilize day to day. And pushing the two together is like where we think we'll see more and more kind of overlap between what NFTs are in a digital form and what they represent in more of a physical form. So that's one thing that we're really excited about. The feedback that we've gotten on the announcement has been really good. People seem really stoked on the idea of pairing like a Web2 company with a Web3 product or with a Web3 asset like our CryptoPunk. So we're really excited by that. And then our goals, in the short term, we've got a couple of projects that we're going to continue to support, building out data pipelines for those projects, which we're going to keep quiet until we announce. But yeah, that's kind of what we have in the pipeline. So we're pretty stoked on both of those things.
Very cool. Very cool. And that's happening in January 1st. So is it going to be like a programmed or a programmable smart contract or a programmed smart contract, sorry, where the entire thing happens where I purchase the punk for $420.69 mm-hmm. and then it automatically all of the IP and everything is transferred over to my wallet? Or how are you guys doing the full
transfer? Yeah. So because DGEN Data is a Web2 product,
yeah,
there's no automated way to ship and hand over code.
Got it.
So, but we do have in our contract that the owner of this punk signs a very modest short contract that says everything that's running this product is yours and we'll help you and transition it to you and consult with you for an extended period of time to make sure it's up and running. But we think that right now we're living in a world between like a Web3 only world and a Web2 world. And there's very few things to kind of bridge the gap and live in this like border Web 2.5. And we think that a transaction like this requires, you know, traditional contracts to be signed. You know, unfortunately, in my view, I like full transparency and open, you know, smart contracts. But I think as being a US-based company and operating in the bounds that we're kind of limited to, doing things in a way that push the concepts of what the space can be and operating in a way where obviously we need to operate in a certain legal structure. That's a really cool way to help kind of the Web2 world think about how to transition into this Web3 space. And I think it takes people that are crypto natives to really open up eyes that you can't just right click, save a CryptoPunk and you, that is associated with the business. Like you need to own it. And the provenance of it is on chain and the ownership is on chain. So it's so much more than just a picture at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fascinating. I like that. Attaching it to a Web2 company to a Web3 asset that's tradable. I think that's really, really clever. I wanted to ask this space, you've been in it for a while. It moves fast. We've seen a lot in and out of this space. What excites you? Like outside of what you're building with DGEN Data, what, when you get up in the morning, are you like, oh, I can't wait to check this on my phone. I can't wait to see what's, you know, X, Y, and Z is doing. Doesn't have to be anything in general, but just, I'm curious as to what someone like yourself with a data science background is tracking closely and gets excited about.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, it's nice being a builder in this space because I think one of the things that I'm able to not focus on is price movement of crypto. Like I'm so long crypto that my mindset is the more that I build, the more value this ecosystem has and the more people can enter. Mm-hmm. And I've always kind of had that point of view is if you build things and give tools to people, they become more comfortable entering the space. One thing that excites me is just building things that get people excited about this space. The other thing, like in a general crypto topic, I think if you look at the collective buying power and unique structures around DAOs, oh man, that stuff is just absolutely fascinating. And if you look at the things that they've been able to accomplish, it goes relatively unnoticed. And I remember, it kind of reminds me of when I was just getting into crypto. I remember going to a meetup and it was a founder who had raised like, I don't know, maybe $3 or $4 million through an ICO in early 2016. And I was at a meetup with 30 people and this guy's talking about how he did it. And I was like, does nobody realize this guy raised $4 million in 30 minutes from a couple thousand individuals? Like that's pretty crazy. And so I look at DAOs as the same thing. Like there's not a ton of coverage as to what DAOs are, what they can become. But if you look at the things that they've done, like almost winning the Constitution, buying out like massive pieces of art, like really prominent things, And it, to the crypto natives, you're like, yeah, obviously this is a really cool thing that is going to be a trend long term. But if you look at the external world that, you know, doesn't live and breathe this stuff like we do, you're like, you guys got to wake up. This is where it's going next.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, this is a scam, but eventually you're going to be, you know, employed by a DAO, or you're going to be operating in some relationship with an entity that is a DAO. And I think that's something, you know, if you fast forward 2 to 3 years, that space is going to be wildly different than it is now. So that's something that really excites me, is in terms of the pace at which, you know, crypto is moving and evolving, and business structures are changing, and the way you interact with your customers are changing. And there's, it's so fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. And just the sheer brilliance of the individuals in this space. I mean, if you're an outsider coming into crypto and you're listening to this, just spend, you know, a week researching this space and talking to people that are building in this space, and it will blow your mind, the level of intelligence that's operating in Web3 in general. It's incredible.
It's a, I've called it a black hole for talent. I feel like anytime somebody like scratches the surface and they get fascinated by it, they're like, there's so much, it kicks the wheels on somebody else. And they're like, okay, here, I got to go in. Yeah. I don't know anybody who's in crypto who's like, fringe crypto.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, once you get that initial taste and you, it clicks to the point where you realize, for example, with DAOs, like, oh, this is actually the future of work. And this is how like a whole unstoppable entity could be run by a group of individuals and purchase something like almost the Constitution. You know, it's just really a mind melter. For sure.
Yeah.
Very exciting space. Well, those are all the questions that I have for you. Where can people go and learn more about DGen Data?
Yeah, you can check us out online. Our website is dgendata.io. And also on Twitter, our handle is @dgendata. If anyone has questions, our DMs are always open. We're always open to checking out new projects that people have. We're always posting cool, interesting tidbits of like analytics that we're finding in terms of like what's going on in different communities. But yeah, check us out on those two platforms and feel free to hit us up if there's any questions.
Awesome. Well, those are all the questions I have for Pat. Wherever you guys are listening to this, on iTunes, Spotify, or SoundCloud, all the links that Pat mentioned will be in the show notes. But once again, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.